fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. American Adversaries, Drive Time.
And I'm feeling good. Still, I don't know if it's still feeling good from last night or just feeling good because I got a couple of great guests in the studio with me today, or just because I'm on the radio, or just because it's a beautiful day here in Altamont Springs. So I got a lot of reasons to feel good. So I am feeling right pert today. Welcome to the show, folks. You're listening to the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time on AM 660, The Answer. And you are listening to us as we come to you live once again from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Don't forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dentistry, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. I am Christopher Hart. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. Lucas Paris is still sleeping it off. Lair is working tonight. Nostra Dennis will join us a little bit later. But in the studio, I've got a couple of very, very smart women with me who also happen to be very, very attractive. So I'd like to welcome back to the show a member of our American Adversaries upper echelon command staff. That would be, of course, Rachel Cohen. Thanks, Rachel, for being with us once again.
Thank you so much for having me.
And she's brought along with her Cynthia Grace. And Cynthia is a historian. Cynthia, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me also.
If you happen to hear our show Sunday night, and if you didn't, you can go to our archive at AmericanAdversariesRadio.com. You will have heard these two very smart women as we discussed world affairs, which we're going to continue that discussion tonight. But I want to remind you or tell you, if you haven't heard, that they will be speaking tonight at the Eastmont Civic Center. They're going to be leaving the show and going immediately over there. The doors open there at 6:30. The presentations start at 7. Eastmont Civic Center is located just off Ronald Reagan Boulevard. You take Ronald Reagan Boulevard south from 436, and about a half a mile or so, you'll see some baseball fields, some ball fields on your right. Just turn there, and the Civic Center is just behind them. And it's free. It's being sponsored by the Greater Orlando Tea Party. And certainly, as you will see from our discussion here on the show, it will be a very enlightening evening at the Eastmont Civic Center tonight. Before we go there, though, I want to just talk a little bit about last night. Had a great time last night. I want to thank everybody who came out. And we did have a big crowd. And I thought about saying all the names of everybody that was there last night, but you know, it was just too many. Tim and Mary Ann and Diane and Jim, our first two American Adversaries Army enlistees, were there, but a whole lot of other people were there too, and met a lot of people last night, like Paula and Matt and Steve and Donna, and just a whole lot of people. We had a whole lot of fun, but you know, it did rain, obviously, we know that, and we didn't have a classic cars show. We had a classic car show, as it turned out, as Dr. Dennis pointed out last night. So we're going to do it again. We're working on a date right now. All we need is a reason. So we're looking for a reason and a date to celebrate again. It will be in the fairly near future at Cafe Positano. We're going to do what we planned to do last night, have the Shriners out with all their classic cars and motorcycles and the Sphinx and a whole lot of other stuff. So just keep your ears open, and we will keep you abreast of the news. And speaking of last night, Tim, I've got him on the line right now. I believe this is our Tim. Is this our Tim, Tim?
You betcha.
Did you have fun last night?
We had a great time. My wife truly enjoyed it.
You know, I enjoyed meeting her. We'd had dinner with you quite a few times over there, but we had never had the opportunity to meet your wife because of work and things. But it's very pleasant talking with her.
Yeah, she's a good lady. You know, she turns 70 tomorrow. Can you believe that?
No. No, I cannot believe that. Not after having met her last night. She seemed to be a much younger woman than that. What are you doing? What are you doing to keep her so young over there, Tim?
I'm leaving her alone. Let her. Listen, but I wanted to say how much we truly enjoyed it, and seeing everybody. We had dinner with Diane and Jim, and listened to some of the show, and talk to the Colonel and John L. Casey and Master Dennis and everybody that's there. It was terrific outing. So
well, I know I enjoyed myself, and everyone I spoke with said they enjoyed themselves. A lot of good food went around there last night. A lot of good company, and I wish I would have been able to spend more time with you and Mary Ann and Jim and Diane. But I was flitting around that place like a butterfly.
Just so you know, we just truly, truly enjoyed it.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thank you so much for being there, and thank you so much for being a part of the American Adversaries Army.
And Monday, we missed kind of saying anything about Patriots Day, but as a patriot, we all ought to join the Army, the American Adversaries Army.
Thank you so much for that, Tim. I appreciate that. And I did. I was derelict in my duty last night because I meant to mention that on the air. Nick pointed out to me earlier in the day that it was Patriots Day. Of course, they celebrate that heavily up in the Boston area. It's the anniversary of the shot that heard around the world, isn't it, Nick? Yeah, shot heard around the world. I believe yesterday was the 240th year anniversary for that.
Right.
So, I wish I'd mentioned it last night. Thanks for reminding me tonight, though, Tim. And once again, thanks for being there, and thanks for being in the Army. We appreciate that.
See you later.
That's right. Okay. And before we move on, I just want to wish Pasquale Barba a happy birthday. Today is his birthday. So if you're heading over to Cafe Positano, help him celebrate it. And of course, he sponsors our show, and that's where we had the remote last night, and we'll do it again, as I said, here in the very near future. So, having said all that, Rachel, you and Cynthia missed it last night. I mean, you guys were on your way up today from South Florida, but we had a whole lot of fun over there.
I was so jealous, but I do want to just make a quick comment. Tim just gave his wife's age on air. Let's hope he sees his next birthday next year.
I was wondering about that. All right. Now, Rachel, you and Cynthia will be speaking tonight over at the Eastmont Civic Center. Just give us an overview of what you're going to be talking about.
We are going to go into the biblical and political text and actually share things that have been hidden in plain sight that most pastors are not speaking about, not all, but most, neither are rabbis, that really tie in the division between how the people in the Middle East and us as a Judeo-Christian country can never actually see eye to eye, ever.
This is all laid out in the Bible, is if I understand what you say correctly. In other words, what we're seeing happening today is prophesied, so to speak.
Just put it this way. I'm not going to spill all the beans, but if the biblical text started with brother against brother, and we see in the Middle East, it's happening today like it's happened every century and every day in every century, they're thinning out their own herds, and we're going to explain why.
Cynthia, I presume that it has a lot to do with the divide between Shia and Sunni Muslims, but it goes deeper than that?
Oh, it does. In fact, tonight I will reveal to people about the northern tribes of Israel and what happened to them. And we, again, are not taught about that. They did not disappear. They did not just become extinct. They did mix and mingle as they traveled all over the world. And one of the secret things that I'm going to talk about is the sons of Joseph and how they affect our history, American history.
Joseph, the father of Jesus?
No, Joseph, who was one of the tribesmen.
I see. Okay. All right. You two are much more knowledgeable than me, so you're going to have to lead me along here a little bit. By the way, folks, if you have any questions, give us a call at 407-774-8255. Rachel, you were going to say something.
I'm always going to say something. You have to bring an egg timer to get a word in edgeways with me. I think what's happening, though, are people are starting, even if you don't know the scriptures, listen, a parrot can quote a scripture. But it's understanding the meaning of the text, and I'm going to go after that this evening as well, explaining a lot of the idioms and things that are lost in translation. And once you understand that, from different than anyone that has ever taught it before, not that I think I know it all, because I am a teacher, but I'm also a student, and we learn most from our students. So when you say you don't know something, that's how we learn, when you ask something. So it's eye-opening for all of us, and it's time, because today in our history, it's just everything is coming to fruition, and we're watching it.
And you say it's inevitable. Inevitable, what we're seeing playing out in, for instance, the Middle East?
Oh, it was prophesied. It was a story written in ancient times, and it's coming true today.
Can we fast forward to the end? How does it finish?
He always wants to read the last chapter, just like I do.
I'm a man, you know. We want to get to the end real quick, right?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because everybody wants a synopsis of something in 5 minutes. Tell me in 5 minutes what happened and what's going to happen. Well, a lot of this is being revealed. Remember, Daniel says,
or the
book of Daniel, and the angel said, close this book because you will not understand it until the end times. Well, as you know, we are very impatient people. We've decided the end of time started right after Daniel, and everybody's been trying to interpret it.
Right.
Now is the only time in the world, because we have been told it was spiritual. It was, in fact, a language, and it was a language called DNA. And only now we understanding the importance of this language and why everything is looking towards DNA. We actually read that scientists are going to try to change DNA. Why would they want to? Because they want to change the outcome.
Right. Want to control the outcome.
Absolutely.
Right? Sort of make it designer babies type thing. Are you saying, are you suggesting that DNA has a biblical connection, if you will?
The entire biblical text is about bloodlines. That's what, from the beginning of it to the end. And there's no way to understand the end of the biblical text until you understand the beginning. And when we read that I will put enmity between you and the woman and between her seed and your seed, that was what they were talking about, the lineage of the two separations of two different types of people. One, like us, that wake up, and I've said this before, to help the harmless, and the other type to harm the helpless. And that's how easy it is to figure out who is who.
Okay, folks, when we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Rachel and Cynthia. Like I said, they'll be speaking tonight at the Eastmont Civic Center. You can scoot on over there. The doors open at 6:30, and it is free, sponsored by the Greater Orlando Tea Party. 407-774-8255 is the number. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time on AM 660. The Answer, 407-774-8255 is our number. But guess what? It's already Tuesday again. That means it's time for you to get that computer of yours or that laptop tuned up for free at Refresh Computers. It's free tune-up Tuesday. And go on over there and visit with folks at Refresh Computers and David Levitt. Tell them you heard about it on the American Adversaries. And while you wait, they will tune up your computer. All you have to do is take it to them at their Longwood store, which is located on 434 between 1792 and Ronald Reagan Boulevard. Not too far from the Eastmont Civic Center, as a matter of fact. You can go over there on a Tuesday, get your computer refreshed, and then head on over to the Eastmont Civic Center and catch one of the great speakers, compliments of Cindy Yule and the Greater Orlando Tea Party. And I've got two of those great speakers in our studio tonight. Anyway, Refresh Computers, free tune-up Tuesday. Go to refreshcomputers.net or give them a call at 407-478-8200. Ladies, I want to talk specifically for a moment about what's going on in the Middle East. You know, we see it's almost a daily occurrence now that some poor Christians over there have either gotten their heads cut off, pushed into the ocean, pushed off a rooftop, or buried alive, or whatever. Is this part of the whole DNA thing and things playing, coming to sort of a culmination, Rachel?
Certainly. They know who they're up against. The Middle Easterners, the Islam, I'm not saying all people, not all Muslims. I'm just saying the basic tenets of Islam is about submission. And they know that they're going to go after anybody that is an infidel. Well, the Christians are prime targets because they, who is over there fighting for them? Nobody. They have to fend for themselves. You know, this happened in Lebanon in the late 70s, 1970s and 80s, where finally Israel went over to the Lebanese during the Lebanese war. I mean, that was a place that was all, everybody was, you know, the French part of Beirut, universities. When the Christians started getting slaughtered, nobody came to save them. Well, that's happening again today. America should be over there saving the Christians, yet they're getting slaughtered.
Now, a lot of people would say, hey, you know, we fought enough wars over there, just let them have it out over there.
Well, that may sound good in theory, but when their people are begging for help, if we're willing to help the people that hate us, why aren't we willing to help the people that love us?
That's a great question. Cynthia, let me ask you this. Is it inevitable? Is it simply a matter of when, not if, we have to go over there and do something?
Well, I'm not sure that we're going to. I think the people of America have had enough of war. And one thing you should understand, America has not easily gone to war.
That's true.
And they came in late during World War One. They came in late during World War II, and a lot of death and mayhem had already occurred with the Jewish annihilation and the civilian annihilation. All of that was happening.
May I also add that we came in late in the Vietnam War. If we'd have been over there fighting with the French much earlier, we would have had a much better opportunity to end that before it ever really started.
Yes, I guess we are that way because we just really don't like war. But what we have to understand is that, you know, do we stand for anything? And if it's not a correct or what we want to do because of money or any other excuse that we have, shame on us. But we should, if we see a group of people who are what we call ourselves a Christian nation and we do not stand up and fight for them, shame on us.
Not only shame on us, but Rachel, does that not mean that eventually we will be that that persecuted group? That
yes, because here on U.S. soil, it will be the Jew on Saturday and the Christian killed on Sunday. This isn't something that we're making up. This is something that they are telling us. You know, death to America, when Iran's leadership says death to America, they don't mean that they're just going to stomp on an American flag. They mean they want to kill the American people. And the American people are Judeo-Christian. At least the majority of us are. And we stand behind that. But we see now the fringe of even people that are raised Jewish or raised Christian, they don't care. They don't care.
Yeah. Excuse me. Rachel is a Bible scholar. As I said, Cynthia is a historian. Let me ask you about, there have been several stories. Not only do they want to kill people, but they also want to alter history, if you will. And they have been going about destroying old artifacts, even destroying cities. They destroyed, I believe, an ancient Assyrian city of, is it pronounced Nimrud?
Mm-hmm.
Nimrud. Why would they do that? To explain why Nimrud is so important that they would have to go out of their way, more or less, to destroy it.
Well, because it has some things that were precious to the Jewish people. Anything that, look, we know that the Quran did not have Jerusalem ever mentioned. And they're fighting over Jerusalem. So anything that shows biblical background, they want to destroy because it shows that what they call the people of the book, which are the Jews and the Christian. Anything that backs up the fact that the people of the book have some history in an area, they want to tear it down. So there's no evidence. It's like destroying evidence, not just artifacts.
Right. And in the process, of course, they build the world as they wish it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a full transformation. A full transformation. They're not just content with taking over. They want to transform the way the world is perceived, period.
Right. They're not writing history. They're rewriting past history to a accommodate the way they want it to be taught forward instead of the way it was be backwards. But I have to laugh. Chris Hart is known as a scholar. I'm a biblical scholar. Actually, we're both scolders. I mean, if we don't see something that looks correct and is correct, somebody's getting scolded. Then the scholarship follows after that.
That pretty well describes me. Just ask my friends and family. All right. That's great. You're absolutely right. But sometimes people need to be a little scolded, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Especially in this day and age when they sit idly by as these atrocities are happening.
Yep.
Okay, we don't sit idly by, and neither do you, folks. We'll be right back after this short break as you are listening to The American Adversaries. Don't forget, tonight, Eastmont Civic Center, Rachel and Cynthia will be there speaking about these subjects and a whole lot more. So you're going to want to catch that, and it's free. Doors open at 6:30. We'll be right back.
AM 660.
And we're back. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, I am Christopher Hart. In the studio with me this afternoon are Rachel Cohen and Cynthia Grace. And once again, you can catch them tonight at the Eastmont Civic Center, free. Doors open at 6:30, sponsored by the Greater Orlando Tea Party. It'll be a fascinating evening, I will guarantee you that, as we've been talking here during the breaks. They've got a lot to talk about tonight, so it'd be a great opportunity to get over there and see them and meet them. Before Nostradamus joins us, he'll be joining us here in just a minute. He's got some interesting poll numbers we want to discuss with you. But going back to what we were talking about before the break, I asked if it were not inevitable that the United States is going to be drawn back into this quagmire in the Middle East. But I want to ask you, Rachel, what about Israel? Is it not inevitable that they are going to have to act at some point militarily against Iran or one of these surrogates of Iran?
Yes, and I wish they'd hurry. I'm tired of this. I had said this on your show previously, which, by the way, this is my favorite radio show.
Thank you.
That they are going to be forced into a preemptive strike, and that is what's going to start all of the ball rolling of everybody going against Israel, including this administration in this country.
And it's like everything this administration is doing is forcing that moment to occur.
On purpose.
Yeah. You must understand that the reason that what I call Esau, that type of personality, comes forward is because the children of God are not doing what they're supposed to do. And so what we have is a situation where they are taking over America, and we're shocked because they are lawless. They do not go by laws or the laws of Lord God, and they do a lot of evil things. And we as Christians are sitting back saying, what has happened to our country?
Yeah.
And so this is what you're seeing. Israel will have to probably do the preemptive strike, and then I predict that you're going to see in America a tremendous backlash, and that is against the Jewish population here. It's already starting, my friends, along with the Christian population, and it's already starting. And why is that? Because what we talk about, they are the DNA of Lord God.
You concur with that, Rachel?
Completely. I do want to just throw this in. It's off topic. But I would like to do sometime a show about the Shroud of Turin. My brother is a renowned geneticist, which leads me to the DNA. And we've also worked with Dr. Frank Tipler about the Oviedo cloth and what has been found medically on the Shroud. I just wanted to add that in as if you were interested any time. I've worked in that field.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. There's a story on soundbiterx.com today about that. I've done research into it myself, and it seems that every time they do a scientific test, it authenticates it.
It does, and it's something. We know something that a lot of people do not know, because we have access to a very small bit of information from Italy that was like on page 32 in a medical journal, page 32 at the very bottom, very small but very important fact.
Okay.
We're so secretive.
I was going to say, we'll do a show on that. You can reveal that. I want to go back. We got a caller on the line. I'll get to her in just a moment. But I want to go back to what Cynthia was saying. We oftentimes, we do this on our show a lot, and we need to do it, but we focus on the politicians and what they're doing. Aren't the pastors a huge factor in this, in the sense that they're not stepping up, so to speak, to the fight, not recognizing what's going on, not calling out the Christian army, for a lack of a better word, to stand up at least in outrage about what's going on to other Christians around the world, if nothing else?
I always say the sheep are asleep and the pastors are in the pasture. They need to not only step up, they need to step up big time to at least adhere to the biblical principles. Instead of filling the pews, they need to speak the word, and that's what's being lost. Cynthia, you go address this, because she used to call herself the garden variety Christian, because she went from, different denominations. By the way, there's over 40,000 Christian denominations now.
Is that right?
Well, I think this is one of our major problems, and even with the Tea Party, is that we are made up of a group of people that supposedly worship the same God, and we talk about Jesus and the Holy Spirit, but yet we can't agree on anything. So when we finally get together, we have to have committees, and then we have to have this, that, and the other. Then we got to have a fundraiser and a cake bake, and we've got to do it all.
And you get bogged down.
You really
stuff.
Get bogged. And let me tell you, if you don't think that was the purpose, it's called divide and conquer. And the day that we decide that we have one purpose, we do have one God, we have one Messiah.
Right.
And that is the thing that's most important. And the rest we can let go, and we must save and protect each other.
You know, I oftentimes think back to Ronald Reagan, when I'm looking for answers. And I think somebody asked him one time, is there anything in your mind that would bring everybody in the world together? And he basically set a common enemy. He said, if say, an alien race came here from out of space who wanted to take the planet away from all of us, then we'd all come together. Well, have we not now found that common enemy? Have we not? It was there all along, but is it not obvious to us now?
Well, it is very obvious if you have eyes to see. But many Christians, not all, but many of them run around with this, do not judge. But if they'd finish the sentence, but when you judge, judge righteously. If you can't call evil for what it is, then you can't call good for what it is. So people are running around with this do not judge lullaby that absolutely has caused more problems than it has helped.
Lullaby is a great word, because it has put a lot of people to sleep.
Yes.
I would just love to turn on one of these high-priced, hair-styled pastors on TV one Sunday morning or something, and have him stand, instead of standing up there, with his big old smile, telling everybody all his grace, to say, folks, we got a problem. Our fellow Christians are being butchered in this world, and we're sitting over here styling and profiling. We need to change something, and we need to do it yesterday. Okay, speaking of yesterday, I believe this is the Diane who joined us at Cafe Positano yesterday. Is this you, Diane?
Yes, it is.
God bless you.
We had a wonderful time.
Thank you, and thank you for being there, you and Jim. It was always a great pleasure to see you.
Oh, always.
Okay.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Thank you, women. I'm sorry, I don't know your names.
Rachel and Cynthia.
Rachel and Cynthia. You guys are awesome.
Thank you,
Diane. Nobody talked about when Netanyahu was here, and he called this country to be Esther during Purim. That was quite significant, and nobody's talking about it.
Rachel?
I'm so glad. Diane, this is what I'm saying, ears to hear. I mean, obviously, she not only has ears to hear, but eyes to see. For you to even recognize that and to recognize his reference to Esther tells me that there are people that are awake, but we're the few and the far between. Yes, it was significant. And yes, we recognize that, and we're hoping that other people heard it as well and recognized it for what he was calling them out to do, not just what we are politically.
Exactly. Otherwise, I mean, he even called himself Malachi.
I know. It was an awesome... I'm just blown away. I mean, the next time they have a party, I'm going straight for you to meet you.
And I wanted to meet you last night, and I was so bummed you weren't there.
I know. I was driving in torrential rain coming up from Key Largo, but I will tell you this. I was so envious. I was as green as a St. Patrick's Day shamrock driving because I was missing you all. But when I do come the next time, I will be there, and I will make a bullseye for you.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Diane. Is that it?
You guys are a blessing, all of you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're a blessing to us, and we appreciate you so very much. Thank you so much for calling. That was a powerful speech that the Prime Minister made, and I think it made a difference. I think that it bucked up some people in Congress who were asleep, had been lullabied to sleep. Am I wrong, ladies?
No, you're not wrong, but I believe that we have let it almost go too far. I don't know what the answer is now, because there's such a group that are in control. We've got a State Department that's out of control, IRS, all of our government. And I would say to each of you, there is a reason for that. We were warned about it. But the prince of this world is in control of a certain amount and has a lot of authority because the Father gave it to him. And the Messiah, when he came, he said, I am in the world, but I am not of this world. So we were called to be a separate people, but certainly an example. And we were supposed to be moral. And I just wonder at this point what we can do. We've allowed it to go an awful long time.
Speaking of that, obviously we have an election year coming up next year. Significant year for an election?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, we're in the Shemitah, which is in Judaism, we know that that's a time where
turmoil and
yes,
change.
And change, a word that I'll never get out of my head. It is a time where things are going to probably collapse, to be honest. I don't know exactly, but we know the 7 years. We're still following Judaic instruction, like 12 jurors. I call it a judicial system. And we look at things, and we know the 7 years for even a credit report. Well, that's the Shemitah. After 7 years, your debts are forgiven. But if you weren't a good lord over who owed you, then it's coming back to you. And America has always been strong, but we've fallen by we've done some bad, wrong things against Israel now, and we're going to have to pay for it.
Cynthia?
Well, there's not a whole lot much to say about that. But, yes, I think part of the program tonight, I'm explaining how this same group of people, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Medes and the Persians, they're all the same people that are there today in modern Iran, Iraq, and all that.
Yeah.
They were always used by God to judge his people. And you have, after that, the Roman Empire. And then after that, the Holy Roman Empire, which brought about the world wars that we fought.
And when he used the Assyrians and the Chaldeans, he let them go after Israel. And then when they were finished, he went after them.
Absolutely. There was always payback, and he always saved a remnant, even though many were killed. And their motto has always been either convert, and this was to their ancient gods,
or
be killed. Or they would assimilate with them. They would try to breed them out.
Right. All right. The ladies have to go here in a few minutes, but I've got a couple of callers on the line. I got Nostradamus. I'll start with Nostradamus. Nostradamus, that poll number that you dug out yesterday.
Yeah, I'll pull that poll number up. But first, can I say, Chris, that with guests like Cynthia and Rachel, we need more time. I got about 12 questions I wanted to ask them, and I know I'm not going to get a chance.
Well, believe me, I have the same sentiment.
Okay. I will give you the poll numbers, then let me ask one question to each of the ladies.
Okay.
Okay, this is a Gallup poll, and this has to do with we were talking on the air yesterday with Abe Katzman, and once again, Lair was asking, you know, why is President Obama so popular among American Jews? Well, apparently, he is not anymore. Right now, Jewish approval of the president is now down to 50% from a high of 61 earlier in this year. Now, that's still 8 points above the national average, but it represents a steep drop in only a couple of months. And I'm wondering, Cynthia and Rachel, if either of you can tell me, what do you think might contribute to that? Why is this happening?
Cynthia?
I think it was a speech that Netanyahu said.
I agree.
I really do. There was a major change, and I think if he didn't wake up Americans and the American government and Congress, he sure as heck woke up the people, the Jewish people. And he actually went further when he was talking to a Jewish group. He said, come home. We will protect you. Come home. And he was giving them the warning that they have always had, even during World War II before then. They better get out. And even Biden told them they better go back to Israel because they wouldn't be protected here.
Shotgun Joe Biden said that?
Absolutely.
Rachel.
I agree. It was the speech by Bibi as partial. But also, they see that he is basically trying to make this deal with Iran. And if you even have a iota of care for the land of Israel, not just the people, but the land itself, you have to wonder, why is he so, this administration, so adamant about making even a bad deal with somebody that says publicly that they want no Israel on the map?
Yeah, but I think that this proves the power of the pulpit, if you will, that he made a powerful speech, he laid out facts, and then people looked at Obama and said, my God Almighty, the man's right. And it has to make a difference. It just has to with thinking people. All right, let's go now to John, and then we'll take Sherry's question. John, I'm going to have to ask you to be brief and to the point with your question. Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to make a comment. I'm glad you brought up the Shemitah. And it's a shame that we have so many secular Jews here in the U.S. They really need to get involved and become informed about what the scriptures say. But there is a lot of credence in the Shemitah. I was reading about Rabbi Judah ben Samuel, who lived in the late 1100s to the early 1200s, and he predicted when Israel would take over Jerusalem in 1967.
And actually, today is Independence Day from 1948.
And Israel's the other thing, too, is that it was no coincidence that they happened to have won the Six-Day War in 6 days and had that seventh day of rest.
Did he say anything about 2015 or 16, John?
Oh, yeah. The Shemitah talks about that. We're in 2016. We complete, I guess, the Shabbat year, which is where the Jews are supposed to allow all of their lands to rest. And then we complete the seventh 7 year cycle in 2016. And we enter then in 2017 into the year of Jubilee. And that is when things are really going to change.
What a brilliant caller.
Yeah. John, I appreciate you calling. Have you called the show before?
Oh, yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, if you wouldn't mind, we were talking about Sykes-Picot the last time I called.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
And then
Excellent call. The other thing
was, if you could give, if Rachel could give her website again, because she had talked about Ishmael and
Isaac.
And I guess, And I was kind of reading into that because apparently it seems to me that a lot of these people that are not Jews, basically a lot of those people of the pagan cultures, were really a result of the incest between Lot and his daughter.
Yeah, Rachel, I believe you spoke about that on the show last time.
I mean, I just love, this is why your show is a success and you need more time, and you've had 1,034 shows, is because you have great listeners and wonderful callers. No, seriously.
Yeah, I agree with you totally.
Brilliant, brilliant, John.
John, thank you for calling. Your website,
Rock Solid Radio Angels with an S at the end, .com.
RockSolidRadioAngels.com. I like that. Fits you.
Woohoo.
Fits you both. RockSolidRadioAngels.com. Thank you, John. I got to let you go because of time constraints. Let's go to Sherry now. Sherry, thank you for calling, and please be brief and to the point.
I will. Thanks for being on the show, Cynthia and Rachel. Have you ever heard of an author called Bill Koenig?
Yes, I've interviewed Bill. I've done a radio show with Bill and his wife.
In the book Eye to Eye?
Yes. I know Claudia as well. She's brilliant.
How did you like that book?
Loved it. What did you think?
Well, I haven't read it in a long time. In fact, I can't find it. But I believe everything they're saying.
He's brilliant.
Well,
I mean,
real quickly, what's just in two sentences, what's it about? Because I'm not familiar with it.
I mean, go ahead, Sherry.
Sherry.
Every time any nation goes against Israel, they are going to suffer for it.
Yeah.
And just one little quick thing, and I'll make it real quick. Do you remember back in, 2005 when they pulled all the Jews out of the Gaza Strip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was one of the things that was in the book. And the day they pulled the last kicking and screaming Jew out of the Gaza Strip was the day...
Ariel Sharon.
Oh. No, Katrina.
Katrina,
yeah.
Formed in the Atlantic.
Yeah, and when they were all standing on their roofs waving for help was very similar to what the Jews were doing in Gaza.
And then when Daddy Bush went over to the Madrid conference, that conference so they could divide Jerusalem up again, mm-hmm. that was the day that perfect storm hit and almost destroyed his house in Kennebunkport.
That's what Koenig says. It's not coincidence. It's down to specificity that these things happen.
Yeah,
I mean, you could draw the calendar line. I have to tell you something, Sherry, for all these callers. You know I love Nostradamus, but all these callers are so educated.
Yeah, it keeps us on our toes.
Y'all are top shelf.
Keeps us on our toes. Sherry, thank you so very much. I really appreciate
Great
it.
Great question.
I got to go to a break because the ladies got to get out of here so they can head on over to the Eastmont Civic Center. And I hope you folks will be heading on over there, too, tonight. The doors open at 6:30. It is free. These ladies are going to be filling your head full of a lot of good information. It's a great Orlando Tea Party sponsored event, so please join them tonight. Thank you for the calls. We still have a little bit to go in this hour, so please don't go away. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks, Cynthia. Appreciate it. Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks for being with us tonight. We just have a couple of minutes left. Do I still have Nostradamus on the line? Nostradamus, you still there?
Yes, I am, guys.
Another couple of fascinating guests there.
Oh, man. I need another hour with them. I do. I really do.
You guys giving me ideas around here or something, you know. But, hey, thanks for coming over last night with your wife, Sharon. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, it was fun. It was great. The only thing missing were all those classic cars, but I'm just going to have to go out to Just Toys and walk around their showroom for a while.
Yeah, but we're going to do it again. And they were there, but the rain kind of put a damper on that. But it just drove us all inside where we had a lot of fun anyway. So it was a great evening. So, now tomorrow night we got another big show lined up. I think we got Dan Peterson coming on briefly, don't we?
Yeah, he should be calling in right at the first half of the hour. Talking from up in Tallahassee about what's going on in the Florida House and Senate.
Yeah, and there's some interesting going-ons up there as well. And after Dan, we're going to have Shahzad Gill and Boulis Waba. They will be speaking Thursday night downtown at Doc Streetside for the ACT group here in Orlando. So that's going to be a big day tomorrow. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that.
If you've never been at Doc's, they got great burgers and a wonderful meeting place up on the top floor of their building. It's a great place to go see people from ACT for America speak.
Yeah. Speaking of need more time, we need more right now because we're running out of it real quick. Thanks a lot, Nostradamus. We really appreciate you, my man.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Okay. And Lara, as I said, he'll be back with us tomorrow, and hopefully you folks will join us tomorrow as well. And hopefully, as Tim said earlier, you will join our American Adversaries Army. It's real easy to do. Just go to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, and go to the recruiting office. You can sign up that way. Or if you want to do it through the mail, like a number of our listeners have done, that's fine, too. Just send me a check or money order for $5 a month, however many months you want to pay in advance, at send it to American Adversaries. Make it out. Send it to American Adversaries Radio, P.O. Box 536-683 Orlando, P.O. Box 536-683 Orlando. That's going to do it. Head on over to the Civic Center. Night, everybody.
AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Communications. Intelligent, conservative, AM 660, The Answer.